expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Problem Corner. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Prus. If you have a question for me and my guests, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And this morning's guest, I am torn. Very, very fine person, but this has other meanings. Faith Harris, Executive Director of the Tennessee Valley Fair. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing fabulous. Thank you, Dave.
And why am I torn?
Oh, don't tell me it's happening. Is it this fast already?
Yes. As I was explaining to her, I looked and said, oh, my goodness, we're on the backside of summer. We're losing daylight daily. We have the Midnight Sun Festival coming up and then the fair. But those are all good things. But it just makes you realize how fast time goes and how fast summer goes and how fast the fair will soon be here.
Yes. So it's time to take advantage of it right now. Embrace this summer. Fill it up with all the events and go to everything that you can. While that moment is still there, we're going to eat it up.
When's the opening day of the fair?
July 28th.
Is that a Friday?
It sure is.
Noon?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the big event that happens that night?
Well,
the bands.
Oh, we have a ton of great bands coming up. We are looking at having a wide array of various different types of bands. And this year we actually have a theme day. Every single day is a different theme. Mm-hmm. And what we're looking at seeing this year is the kind of extending that theme so that everywhere you go, you are literally encompassed by the theme. So
what's the theme?
So we have Don't Go Bake in My Heart.
Don't Go Bake in My Heart.
Yes.
Donut go bacon. You should have gone donut go bacon. That would have
not going to have been good.
And then I could have put bacon on the donuts.
Yes. Well, and we hope some people will put bacon on their donuts.
There you go.
We're encouraging the vendors to participate this year so that they can have a lot of things up in the air, people to see bacon everywhere, bacon in the menu, bacon in conversation.
Don't go bacon my heart.
Yes.
That is great. And isn't like there's a big band like Guns for Roses, something happening out there at the fair that Friday night, mm-hmm. just to start off, I mean, the big event.
Yeah, we actually have a cover band coming up that is Aerosmith and Guns N' Roses cover band. You can get your tickets online right now. So,
as we were talking earlier, where am I going?
Oh.
I am not going to see the cover band. I'm going to go see the real thing, Aerosmith.
Oh, yes.
November 28th.
Oh.
Seattle. Got my tickets.
You're driving all the way, or you're flying all the way there?
I'm flying, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just, anyway, I digress.
Is that a flashback to history for you, Dave?
Yes, it is. First rock concert I ever saw was Aerosmith. This is their Peace Out tour. And so, actually, what's happening, Fairbanks, is Faith Harris is interviewing me because we've already had discussions on this stuff. That's what we do before we get in our mode. And we do this, and so she knew that I was going to go out to see the Aerosmith concert because I was saying, oh, we're talking about stuff like that. So, yes, I am. Oh, full circle.
Wonderful.
Yeah. But the fair has always been so impressive because you're going to have, like, over the course of 7 days, you're going to have, like, 30 musical performers.
Yes. and a lot of local performers as well. Mm-hmm. We're really excited to have a pretty wide and diverse range of performers. I don't have the list here in front of me, which I am excited to share that with you guys. We're going to be in the next week or two here having that come through on the paper.
Okay. I'm
very excited. And we're also going to be posting them all online. We have them, they're setting their times and their dates and everything, so we should have that set within probably the next couple of days. And next week we're posting it to the website, so you guys should feel free to go over to tvsfa.org and check out the performers that are going to be coming up. A list of our events will be occurring, and we'll have a pretty extensive list of other items and events as well. And here comes Melanie.
Hello.
Hi.
Melanie, go ahead and take a seat. Put the headphones on, and put the microphone up. And Melanie, your full name is? There you go. you might want to tighten that right there.
Oh.
Beneath it, there you go. Oh, you. Oh, she did. She
is opposite. Righty tighty.
Yeah. That's boy, Melanie, when you make an entrance, you make
an
entrance.
You got to know I'm here.
We're just talking a great unveiling of all of the different performers and events and entertainment that we're having, how we're finishing up our list right now, and probably we're talking about having it online next week, the full list of all of our events.
So, I'm excited about that.
So, Faith, you're the executive director.
Correct.
Melanie, you're?
PR, marketing, graphic design. All that fun stuff.
She wears many hats.
Many hats.
I would think each of you wear whatever hat is needed at the moment that it's needed.
Exactly. Yep.
And that's really how a nonprofit works.
Yeah.
You know, when there's something that needs to be done. This weekend we had somebody come out sick, so Faith was the campground coordinator. And I actually should be right now checking on that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely working as a team this year. So, yes.
So the gates open on July 25th, excuse me.
28th.
No. Well, of course it does. That's why I'm on the whole different year. So, July 28th, 2023, at 12 o'clock, the fair starts.
Yes.
And then you're over on August 6th.
Mm-hmm. 10 days.
Yeah, at about 10 p.m.
We have a pretty grand ending.
Yeah. Then on August 7th, you pass out for a week.
I wish. You would think, right? There's a lot to do after the fair.
I know there's theory and reality. The reality is it started for you 6 months ago, and it's going to end 5 months after the fair is over.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, we get better sleep that next day at least. But no, back to work for sure.
How many volunteers does it take to run something like this?
It takes a ton of volunteers. In fact, we are looking for more volunteers now.
That's why I brought it up.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah. And how do they get in touch with you?
Well, they can actually reach us at our office at 907-452-3750. And they can also email us. They can actually email me directly, director@TVSFA, that's Tanana Valley State Fair Association.org. And I would be happy to send them in the right direction. We're trying to find a good fit for each volunteer, whether you want to volunteer your time or whether you have a skill set. And that's kind of two different places the volunteers fit into.
I have no time and I have no skill set.
Well,
thank
we still
God.
Have a place
we
thank
are definitely looking for sponsors, Dave.
I have no time, no money, or no skill set. But let's see, we got the 23 Fair Sponsorship Guide. And so you have the blue ribbon level, you have, oh wow, you have the red ribbon sponsor level, the yellow ribbon. How do people get in touch with you to talk to you about a sponsorship? Because, you know, I'm sure you got different banks out there. You got some big sponsors that come out there and really do something for you. But there's other people that say, hey, maybe I can give you $25 or $100. How do you go about getting those?
Yeah, so they can always reach us at the fair office or also emailing me directly. We really want to curtail each individual sponsorship opportunity and donorship opportunity for the specific person who is choosing to give or to support us as a partner. And what we're looking for, I think, is just to be able to connect the need and also make sure that the goal of the sponsor or the donor is achieved. Because
mm-hmm.
Each person gives for a specific reason or they have something that can support them. So we always look to how we can support our sponsors and how it can benefit them as well. So really excited.
I'm going to read a paragraph here.
Okay.
The Tennessee Valley State Fair Association is the ideal platform to reach at least 111,000 potential customers in just 10 days. One
yes.
sentence. There you go for a sponsor.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, if you would like to participate in something that literally affects the whole entire community, mm-hmm. we're the largest event in interior Alaska. We're also the oldest fair. We're the original state
the
fair.
Original state fair.
Now, you see, here's the thing. This isn't the only show that I do. I have another show mm-hmm. called Fairbanks Foodies.
Ooh.
And what we're going to do is just before it'll air Saturday. It airs when this starts. It's going to be airing Saturdays from 12:30 to 1. And what we'll do is we're going to do just a show on the food at the fair.
Oh, that would be amazing.
And so,
that's
yes.
one of the main reasons people come.
So what we'll do is we'll get together like on a Thursday before the fair opens, and I'll walk through it with you, and we'll take notes, and then like on Friday we'll come here. Well, maybe on a Wednesday, on a Thursday night, we'll come back down here, do a half-hour taping, and then it'll be on the air that Saturday, the 29th, and about from 12:30 to 1, that way it gives you all the food that you got. Because everyone goes to the fair for what reason?
Food.
Fairbanks, with that, we're going to take a commercial break. We're at 907-458-TALK. 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
This is Ricky Colapietro at the Valdez Fishing Report. I'm joined down at the docks by Erin. She just caught herself an awesome halibut, 147 pounds. And I wanted to talk a little bit about what you're using to catch it.
I used a squid jig on an 8-hook, I think that's what it's called. This is my yeah. first time halibut fishing. So I'm learning, and that's what I caught it on.
Awesome. So you caught this fish jigging, 147-pounder on a jig. That must have been a pretty solid fight.
Yeah, yeah. My belt, I don't know how to use the belt proper, like I said, first time fishing. So I just threw my rod between my thighs and just bounced it, used my thighs as leverage and kept pulling her up. She ran a few times. She gave me a good fight. I am sore today.
Yeah, I believe 147-pound fish. That's awesome. Said it's your first time really fishing in Valdez. Would you come back?
Oh, absolutely. In a heartbeat. I wish I didn't have to leave.
Wow, that's awesome. So this fish qualifies for the Valdez Fish Derbies. How much do you know about the derbies?
I don't know anything about the derbies. I got here and I was told if you're going out, you need to go buy a derby ticket. So I did, and now I'm learning as we're coming back on shore that, you know, I might have some cool prizes coming my way.
Absolutely. That's awesome. So you're new to the derby. Obviously, you knew the number one thing is to buy your derby ticket. You did that. It's going to pay off. Absolutely.
Call Fish Central and get out on the water to catch fish and fill your freezer this summer. Fish Central can hook you up with charter reservations or a boat rental and give you the advice you need to navigate the local waters. Once you've caught your limit, bring it in for processing. Visit fishcentral.net or call 835-5002 to book your fishing adventure today.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy today with highs around 71. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, chance for isolated rain showers. Lows dip down to about 52. Overcast skies tomorrow, chance for isolated showers. Highs level off around 73. Chance for scattered showers Wednesday and Thursday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prison Studio here with multi-talented tasking people. We have both Faith and Melanie. They're with the fair, so that means they got to do everything.
Yes, you know it.
And I was just telling them about the recording that was played Saturday night over Fairbanks Foodies, and how I walked in this morning and Glenn Anderson, he's a content manager of all the radio stations. He comes up to me and goes, the owner of this specific restaurant or food truck that was at the Midnight Sun called him and had 10 people walk up and want my last meal on earth, you know, from them. And here, I had to explain to these two fine ladies, I looked at the line of 100 people and said, I ain't waiting in line that long. I didn't even get my last meal.
You created that monster, though.
Yeah.
Dave.
Oh, my goodness. And you don't think you're going to do something like that, but good. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to do that for the fair.
Oh,
we will do
awesome.
That for the fair. And after all, you know, the fair has been going on since, what, 1924?
1924.
Yes. So next year is the 100th anniversary of the fair. This is a sweet 99.
Yes, it is a sweet 99. And we have Ham It Up coming this year, which is really fun.
Don't go baking my heart.
Yep, Ham It Up. So the Daily News Miner is going to have a competition where everyone comes and has an opportunity to do a 15-second little plug, what the fair means to them, and the winners will be announced at 6 p.m.
Okay, let me do it right now. I'm going to be first.
Sunday.
Food. It means food to me. Lots of good food.
Food.
I don't need 15 seconds. I do not need 15 seconds.
Love it.
My goodness. But there's the fair. Every day has something for everyone. But let's look at, you know, all the competitions. When do the turn-ins start for the different items? You know, who has the best flowers? Who has the best chicken? Who has the best quilt? Who has the best art? You know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
When are the turn-ins? They're usually a couple of days before the fair, I would think. And then by the time the fair starts, you have all the blue and red ribbons on them.
Yeah, our exhibits. So actually, one of the things that's pretty special about the exhibits, Dave, is it was one of the foundational elements of us starting the fair as a community. And so we've really made some strong investments this year to support the competitive exhibits. We have two new wonderful people on. We have Crystal Rolig, who is our competitive exhibits coordinator, and we also have Peter Bill. And we're really excited to have them as a team. They've been setting up a really fantastic competitive exhibits guide for us that's just been finished and is in print right now.
Mm-hmm.
Our dates this year for the competitive exhibits, our online entry closes July 24th for non-perishables at 7 p.m. And the drop-off is Saturday the 22nd from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, July 23rd, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. And we also have the junior perishables. The online entry closes July 26th at 7 p.m. The entry drop-off day for that one is Thursday, July 27th, 1 to 6. Then we also have the adult perishables, which is online entry closing July 31st at 7, and then the drop-off for that would be Tuesday, August 1st from 1 to 6. We also have the giant cabbage weigh-in this year.
That's big. Yeah, okay. The mother of all weigh-ins.
It sure is. I'm really excited because this year we are hoping to have even more than we had last year. 7 p.m. July 21st will be the entry close, and the drop-off date is the 29th of July, 1 to 6 p.m. And last but not least, the Lego contest. So, love it. I wish I had that when I was a kid.
Well, this is what happened in my family with the Legos. They became slingshot items.
Oh, yes.
Oh, love it.
Yeah, but that was just me as a kid growing up in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Yeah. That was the one thing. We had our giant Lego collection, and we've carried that tradition. I think that the mm-hmm. kids, our kids actually have some of the Legos that we had when we were kids.
Oh,
and the
boy.
Colors change. And
now there's a Lego contest, and then there's a Lego special contest, which you can win money for. Like, I think it's $50 for the adults and $50 for junior for first.
Let's talk about the Lego contest first. Tell us about the Lego contest.
The Lego contest you can enter if you're just wanting to enter your own Lego creations, you can just enter it just like a competitive exhibits.
But okay, and that's the 1 to 6 p.m. Yes, Saturday and Sunday.
Yes,
okay.
The special contest is separate, and that's to win bigger money.
Is there any is the special contest you got to do it on site?
The special contest is a different department, and we'll put that information out, but I'm not sure about that yet.
Okay. Well, you're basically a month out from starting.
Yes.
So it's still coming together, all the schedules and everything.
Yes, it is.
And we have a bunch of new people this year, so it's been really exciting because I know that the tittle has been going, I guess I'd call it that, going around town saying, what's going on? You know, a lot of new faces at the fair, a lot of new contributors to the fair this year.
Yes, definitely.
So, well, no matter what, the show goes on.
It does.
Yes, it does.
It really does.
Yeah, it's you know, you plug and play. And you're going to have many of the same vendors out there, many of the same sponsors. And you'll get maybe a 15 to 25% change over.
Yep,
that's great. Some new ones.
So you have your standard operating procedures, and what you're probably working and scrambling is, okay, we got to schedule all the talent and the bands and the events.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There you go, and get all the volunteers. Get all, you know, what does it take, about 250 volunteers to do this?
Well, there's an extensive amount, and at this point, I don't have a count for this year's volunteers, but I'm excited to come up with a final number and give to you guys how many people in our community contributed.
Yeah, because whenever I go out there, you see the people in the shirts.
Mm-hmm. Yep, in the vests.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, it's, you know, most of them probably aren't being paid, and they're focused. They're doing what they do. It's clean. It's operational. So congratulations. I mean, the show goes on. The fair goes on.
The show goes on. That's right.
Yes. And it's beautiful right now.
Couldn't do it
without them. We have a recreation of one of our most beautiful flower arrangements that we have in our giant boat. And one of our volunteers came and worked many hours to make it as beautiful as it's been in the past. And
good.
That's right.
Yeah. The grounds are lovely right now.
So how many different vendors are you potentially going to have out there? It's never over until they start.
That's right. There's always
the give and the take.
We had over 200 last year, and we're looking at capping out much higher than that even this year. So
good to hear.
Yeah.
More food. I mean, more stuff.
More stuff, more food.
More events, more stuff, more presentations.
Yes.
Let's look at your sponsors. Who are your big sponsors? You know, you have East Valley Coal Mine out there.
Mm-hmm. Council of Alaska Producers has been a fantastic partner for us.
Yeah, Alaska Airlines, they still in there?
Yes, okay. Alaska Airlines is one of our top sponsors. We have Club 49 Day this year. Mm-hmm. So
what day is that?
So Alaska Airlines Day is the second Saturday. That would be August 5th.
August 5th already. We're talking August already. Mm-hmm. Excuse me while I go the puke in the corner and we're talking August. The backside of summer.
Still
August.
30 days out, you know.
Excuse me, that does not help me, my equilibrium in this studio.
And the dragonflies have just started appearing, in my opinion, we're good to go.
So are the foxtails. goodness. But so on August 5th, Alaska Airlines Day, 49er Day, is if you're an Alaska Airlines member, do you get a discount coming in?
Yes, 10%. Also, we have another thing that's kind of exciting this year. We have a new Kids Day sponsor, Alaska 529. So our Kids Day on Tuesday will be hashtag Alaska 529 Day.
529, tell me what that means.
So as far as I understand, they have a lot to do with like public-private education, and it's something to check out on their website. They have more information. Supposed to be a pretty fantastic opportunity for children in an alternative schooling, as far as I understand, setting.
Okay.
So, but I'm not really familiar with it quite yet, and I'd like to.
Yeah. We'll do updates here. Fairbanks, we are going to take a break here. We're getting some, bumper music here, obviously, Rock Candy. I mean, Melissa did. It's Scorpions, Rock Me Like a Hurricane, so I approve this. Then we're going to go into the Fox News, state news, some commercials, some weather, and we will be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live.
Fox News, John Saucier talking about the Wagner Group, says they briefly took control of a city in southern Russia Saturday, but has reached an agreement with Russian leadership. President Biden says the United States is ready for any scenario.
The situation began to develop as it did. I directed my national security team to monitor closely and report to me hour by hour. I instructed them to prepare for a range of scenarios.
This Wagner Group claiming Russia's defense minister ordered an airstrike in one of their camps in Ukraine. Florida governor and GOP presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis in Eagle Pass, Texas today talking about the border. The governor says the Biden administration has failed to deal with this issue and has created a security crisis.
Our own government acknowledges that you've had a significant number of people on its own terrorist watch list that have come across the border.
The Department of Homeland Security says border entries have fallen. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
KTUU reports a letter sent from the school board president and the superintendent of the Anchorage School District urges lawmakers representing Anchorage to call a special session of the legislature after the governor's budget vetoes deep cuts to education spending. The letter sent on behalf of Anchorage School Board President Margot Bellamy and Anchorage School District Superintendent Jarrett Bryant says vetoes to the state's 2024 fiscal year operating budget put Alaska's public education system at risk. Please call a special legislative session to ensure adequate funding for Alaska School, the letter said. The district, which is closing school campuses to reduce spending in the face of a $48 million budget shortfall, says that its budget is reliant on $65 million in one-time funds and that ongoing financial woes are impacting the district's ability to hire and retain teachers. ASD has made efforts throughout the last school year to keep parents and the public aware of the potential changes to the school district if their budget needs were not met, including a reduction in sports and activities.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Unexpected injuries happen, can be expensive and time-consuming. McKinley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is the first orthopedic urgent care in Fairbanks. Their team of board-certified surgeons, physicians, and physician's assistants are all trained in orthopedic and sports medicine. Sprains and strains to dislocations and broken bones, McKinley Orthopedic and Sports Medicine's professionals are standing by to help. No referrals are needed and walk-ins are welcome. Open extended hours from 8 to 8 Monday through Friday and 10 to 8 on Saturdays. Visit McKinleyOrtho.com or stop by on Geist Road, right across from Hutchinson High School.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Melissa and, sorry,
Melanie.
Started with an M.
Mel.
And Faith in the studio here with me. Now, when I was of the age where the fair was the most important thing in my life, it was in late August. But that's when the school started in early September. Mm-hmm. So you always program it the week or so before school starts.
Yes.
And so school starts now in August, mid-August. Mm-hmm. Oh, I would have died.
It goes back farther and farther every year.
It starts earlier and earlier, yeah. You know, to me it was... My family, a kid growing up, would always miss the first few days of school because it's duck hunting season.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And, you know, the first time, you know, the principal over at Denali, Mrs. Haggard, she didn't like that. But my dad, this first Saturday, I said, look, you know, I got three kids in your school here with you, Mrs. Haggard. They're going to come back. Within 2 days, they'll be all caught up. And if you need any assistance from me getting them caught up, just let me know. And after that, it's all good. And but you go to the fair, then you go shoot something.
I love it.
That's growing up in Fairbanks.
That's Fairbanks.
That's schooling too, learning how to hunt.
So, but you have different portions of the fair. You know, you have culinary potential there. Tell me about what you're looking for in culinary potential.
Yep. So we're looking for some, we have a few different competitive exhibits, superintendents that we're still looking for. And we've got that list there for you, Dave, to consider. We're hoping to have somebody who has expertise in these areas that would be willing to oversee that that specific competitive exhibits department. And that just really supports all of the people who take their time and energy to invest in putting in the exhibits. So it would be so great if we could find somebody locally who's interested in participating.
Right. Do you like food?
Yeah.
Do you want to taste food?
It's an honor, and it's also it's a time investment. So it's something if someone has spare time, if someone's just out of school or perhaps retired, we could definitely use it.
I wonder if you can get people from the university program there to come over and help you.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
You might want to make a phone call over there.
Yeah, we've been in touch with the university and the community technical college as well, hoping to facilitate something, if not for this year, even at least next year, perhaps.
Then maybe a big hotel or two, like, you know, the Westmark. You know, they have the Princess and the downtown Westmark. They got they got a lot of chefs and stuff like that. They might be good as a potential sponsor.
That would be nice.
That's great, yeah.
Yeah. Then you're also looking at a flower show. There's so many flowers and entries.
Yes. It's my favorite, one of my favorite exhibits. It's so beautiful when you walk
in there.
It is, yeah.
Last year?
The flowers. Oh, yeah, every year.
It was the first time that I have ever been to not just a Fairbanks, but last year I was also my first day at the fair, and it was during a university UAF day, and the whole building of the Kiwanis was basically filled with the flowers. Mm-hmm. So that was what I recall being the most dynamic part of the exhibit.
Adult fine arts, what are you looking for?
Yes, somebody who's skilled in the fine arts. If they have any expertise in that, they would be overseeing that department.
Yep, if you like looking at art and you have some knowledge in that, it's a really fun one. You get to look at everybody's art and see all the cool stuff they come up with in their minds.
Mm-hmm. So. Now, here's the one that I've really been looking at, been waiting to get to. The bake-off.
Oh, the bake-off.
It's all about food. Come on.
Uh-huh.
It's all
about food. It is.
So what happens in the bake-off besides you hate the competitors, you try and keep it apart so there's no big fights, and then it's all said and done and the winner wins and the losers want to kill him. Tell me about the bake-off.
Oh, yeah. We are definitely excited. This year is going to be fantastic. We have a spot in the corner of BP the pavilion there.
Bernard Kitchen.
Yes.
Yes. You just live cooking, and then you get to let people try your stuff, and they get to decide whose was the best.
He's in.
Donut, go bake in my heart. I'm not a baker, but that's what I would do.
I'd
do glazed donuts with bacon. How can you not like a donut with all that sugar and bacon?
I mean,
and then
I
like be given, it. I'd be given beer from the beer tent right next door. Make a beer run.
Well, right. Note to self.
All
we'll put the donuts by the beer tent.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to really get the crowd going, if I wanted to win, have some beer with my bacon donut, glazed donuts.
You know, should enter.
We have actually some fun things planned this year, Dave. We are actually moving the beer garden over to the area where Sunrise Field Arena is this year. Mm-hmm. So it's going to turn itself into a venue as well. So we will have some music in the beer tent. I don't know if people know that the beer garden itself is actually family friendly. Mm-hmm. So you're allowed to bring your family in if you want to have a seat and have a refreshment. And I know that we'll be having some music playing. We hope to have some other events, including pull tabs there as well this year. So it's just going to have a lot of other things going on the east side where it was a little quieter over there before. We want to, you know, spruce it up.
Liven it up.
Yeah, get it going. Who's the sponsor of the beer tent?
Oh, we have Salty's on Second this year. Vanessa Stebbins is just fantastic. Monica.
One of my favorite restaurants.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You want a good breakfast? Popular. You want a good lunch? You want a good meal?
Yeah.
Go there.
It's yummy.
Don't ask me how I know that.
I have my meeting plan next week at Salty's. I'm very excited about that. It was a good place to plan.
Can I come to that?
Yeah.
What time is it at?
So 11.
So you're right there for the perfect either beginning lunch or breakfast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they got some of the, what I think is the best Eggs Benedict in town.
Oh.
I mean,
I love that. I love Eggs Benedict.
if you could have seen Melanie's eyes.
Sparkles.
Yes. Wide and sparkly.
Yeah, but they have four different types here. They have the OG, the original, but they also give you salmon. And they also give you a couple others there, but I don't go for those others. I just go for the original.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a country one, too, with anyway.
I like mine with asparagus. Do they have anything like that?
That's a good way to screw up Eggs Benedict.
I'm with you.
But like to each mine. Their own. To each their own. Sorry, Faith.
Well, I'll hope. I'll
you,
ask.
You know, I wish. I know. ask. You know, when you're there, can you get some asparagus on here?
Yes, I'm sure they will.
Oh my goodness! But good for you. Well, the Bake Off, and that'll work.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And then the Alaska Native Arts Potential. Have you talked to any of the local, Nakanaga, their elders there, at the Morris Thompson Center?
Yes.
Ooh,
that's a good lead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should go down and talk with them. They have an office in there. And their elders are wonderful. Just some of the finest people you're going to meet.
Okay.
And they can really help you out on something like that.
That would be great.
And we wanted to, a plan for the future that we have right now is to do a cultural fair.
Mm-hmm.
We want to have it, you know, somewhat separate from the fair because it represents its own thing. And I think it has to be met with consideration. And I think we'd like to see this is kind of a shout out actually to the local organizations that are interested in participating, because we would love to see, the unification of the different organizations, creating this wonderful cultural experience for people, potentially even right at the time when school starts again, so kids can come be present for that as maybe a field trip, inviting local elders, maybe even WEO, something, you know, pretty dynamic, but just consider it just for a cultural experience.
Yeah, WEO is a really big event, and I've been a sponsor of them for the last 5-6 years.
Mm.
And, I mean, you know, it's an event. Culturally, athletically, socially, it has everything. It has everything. So you might want to go talk with the World Eskimo Indian Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
They have an office in the co-op building.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful. Talk to them there. And very exceptional group. And, you know, when you're coordinating people coming in from Canada, Point Barrow, Kenai, they got it down. They've got it down. So just a thought.
Wonderful.
Good thought.
Fairbanks, we are going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. We'll be back in a bit.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
When friends and family gather, it's time to lift each other up with delicious food and beverage from Tommy G's Meat and Sausage. All their beef is certified Angus beef, making it truly the best of the best. They pride themselves on superior quality, service, and consistency. Whether it's their cowboy cut ribeyes, lamb shanks, or even their ground chuck, you know you're getting the very best in Alaska, because there is no other place like this in Alaska. Stop by Tommy G's Meat and Sausage today, 3290 Pegger Road. It's no longer dinner with friends and family, it's an experience.
Weather is being brought to you by Frontier Outfitters, your store for the outdoor. Your next outdoor adventure begins at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
KFAR Weather.
Cloudy today with highs around 71. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for isolated showers. Lows dip down to about 52. Overcast tomorrow. Chance for isolated showers. Daytime highs approaching 73. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I'm in the studio here with people from the Tanana Valley Fair, and it will be here before we know it. And I'm keeping a positive attitude, even if it's on the backside of summer. We had to get there.
Yes.
We have to start losing time. We come into golden days. We hit the fair. Kids go back to school. And then I can go out and shoot something.
You got your schedule down really good there.
It's my change of seasons. But you have some very incredible sponsors that really, you know, without the big sponsors, this doesn't go.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one that comes to mind in particular would be our Hometown Heroes Day. We've had Jeans Chrysler with us for many moons now, and mm-hmm. we're so thankful. And without sponsors like Jeans Chrysler Auto, we wouldn't be as successful. And I feel like that partnership is essential to help that community engagement and just to create this team spirit, the team effort that our whole entire community needs in order to make a fair this gigantic a success.
You couldn't have as many activities or participants that are being entertainment mm-hmm. without Jeans Chrysler, with what they do and how they participate.
Absolutely. And they've done many things on the side as well for us in support of the seniors. And they're a fantastic organization. There's plenty of things that we have to be thankful for them being here in our community.
Very much so. Throughout their history, mm-hmm. they've always stepped up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They have always stepped
they
up.
They definitely support us and the troops, the military. Yes.
They don't stop. They're not singular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very, very rock solid sponsors of Fairbanks itself.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But you're also having some new days, it sounds like, or theme days.
Yes, we are. We have a couple really exciting ones. So we've kind of transitioned our original day that we had that was Military Day and then our first responders, and we've combined them together. It kind of makes it stronger and gives us a greater opportunity to honor that day. Hometown Heroes Day is on Friday, August
4th. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yes, August 4th.
Yes, and so we also have an Ag Day, too, that's coming up on Sunday, the first Sunday of the fair. And it's going to be called From Farm to Fair Day. So we are looking at the roots of the fair and what it is. And this is one of our focuses as an organization now, is to make sure that we maintain the integrity of what it has been. That it really includes the agricultural experience
all
fully.
Agriculture.
What day is this on?
So that will be on our first Sunday.
July 30th.
Yep.
Thank God it's July. You're dragging me in the August, not willfully. That's kicking and screaming.
Let's go backwards.
Foul people.
We're still looking for a sponsor for that day as well. If somebody is interested in being our sponsor, we're still open. Yep.
That'd be a good one. I'd go talk to some of the larger farms
mm-hmm.
and that around town and see. It's a boy, right time of year. It's when their production's kicking in.
Yes, which means we have a lot of busy farmers around that time.
I'd go to the farmers market this weekend, this Saturday, and ask around and see who comes in the second half of July with product, because that you'll see vans come in with product.
Mm.
Second, you have the Rosie Creek Farms, things like that. And there's a lot of farms, there's a few farms that have membership. And in the summer, you're getting a box, of this, and that, and that.
Mm-hmm.
So high production farms that kick in, and that's the time of year where it really starts.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And a lot of these CSA boxes that you're referring to, if you're interested, a lot of the local farms actually start that pretty early. So you have to get a head up on that even previous to spring, if you can, so that you can be on the list, because the boxes go fast.
I want to get on that list.
Then over at the co-op off Gaffney, they have that store called the co-op, the cooperative. They get a lot of local product. They might be able to give you a thought on who to talk with to put that day on or sponsor that day.
Wonderful.
Yeah. They might be able to do that. So, but we go into now the educational showcase, and education was never a good thing of mine because I missed the first few days of school and go shoot something. I had my priorities.
I love
it. That doesn't mean I was successful at shooting stuff, but that was my priority.
You and a lot of other people here.
Hey, it was and is what it was and is.
Yes.
So I have heard that the creative writing competition is actually a very beautiful one to listen to. A lot of people get together and they have a, and actually, as far as I understand it, speech and creative writing are two of those things that just take practice, you know.
Yes,
and I think it's really
sure. Admirable
for the people.
Oratory.
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as they get involved, they get addicted. I know.
When does the educational showcase, when does that happen?
That is...
Your schedule will come out.
Mm-hmm. It'll come out. Or the exhibit guide. You can check that out online. And there's a lot of information in there. So I would look at that.
So much.
What we'll probably have to do is get your schedule. So Friday is my day where it's all about Fairbanks. I talk about events going on in Fairbanks and everything like that. So if your fair is starting the 28th of July, the 21st of July would be that day where I'm really highlighting everything that's going on at the fair.
Yes.
So we might have to have a repeat performance for a half hour.
Ooh.
With everything going on there.
We could just go over all of the events.
And that might... dwell into an hour.
Yeah. Well, you know, we still
and then we still have the Fairbanks foodies.
Yes, yes.
So,
well, we also have a couple things that are pretty exciting going on. We still got the baby show, which we
who are you going to rope into being a judge for that and then hated for the rest of their life?
I believe we already have a judge
for
that.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, yes.
Does this person like have insurance policies out on them?
Life, I think, insurance? They have to wear a mask.
Yeah, you know, go glasses. Be Darth Vader.
Your face.
You know, the last thing I've judged food before. I would never want to judge a baby contest because they're also pretty, but you got to decide on a winner, really?
Right.
That means
everybody gets a gold star.
Everybody. Everybody is.
All participants, yeah. It's a participation trophy, oh, thank God.
What about Fairbanks has talent? Fairbanks Got Talent.
Oh, yes. Last year I watched the whole thing. There's so many talented singers and dancers, and that's a show to watch and participate in, too.
Because
you
late.
Can make it to Anchorage, go to Palmer and not Anchorage, Palmer, and go and compete there at that.
How much time do you give them, you know, for their performance? 5 minutes?
It's not very long. It is maybe like 3 to 5 minutes. There's not really a limit. It's just your performance, mm-hmm. a song.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a singer.
You can dance.
I'm not a dancer. I know my limitations.
Crazy acrobatics, no.
Right?
No, and I don't do...
instrument.
And I don't do like the knife dart throwing things
either.
I know my limitations, and I'm fine with those limitations.
Oh.
I know. But to review, the fair starts on July 28th
mm-hmm.
and goes till August 6th.
Correct.
There will be over 110,000 visitors during that time frame.
Mm.
You'll have over 200 exhibitors or events or items for people to choose from during that 9 days of the fair. Then the last day of the fair, Shag, my favorite local band, Shag.
They're amazing.
Yep. We have a great day planned for our last. We, of course, will have the 6 p.m. Reveal to the winners of all of the different competitions, including Ham It Up with the Daily News Miner. Mm-hmm. And then we will have Shag performing. We've got a foam party over on the one side of the field. And then promptly, as Shag is closing, we will have some fireworks tonight or that night. So
hold it. It's not going to be dark.
Well, we're going to catch it as close to dark as we can. Yeah. And yeah.
Well, you're just going to explode things anyway.
Yeah, that,
that's
yeah.
a spirit.
Yeah.
You might be, you might see something, but it's not like the Walt Disney background of exploding things.
Only during the light hours. I mean, you guys saw the January fireworks this year. We are using the same team that put that together, so we have a pretty fantastic display. It's going to rival our January 1st.
That's right. So. And we know people look forward to those fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It gives us an excuse to stay up late on Sunday.
I know, right?
Well, now. Oh, boy. Who are some of the other bands that you're looking at or that you've got booked or...
Yes, we do. We have a couple little with Mark Brown.
Very good following.
Yeah.
Yes, everyone loves them. I'm trying to think. Sweet Adeline sings. We have the North Star String.
Are you gonna have the people who do the silk acrobatics out there?
They are coming out there. They're performing. Aren't they performing for a special event?
They are. We're actually going to have them on Artists of Fair Day on that Saturday. They are going to be doing a performance, and it sounds like a pretty beautiful performance out there on the green.
Are they on the 29th or the 5th?
The 29th.
Okay. Do you know a time frame yet for them?
I believe they're going to be at 1 p.m., but we will get you guys that list here this next week. You'll have to go online to find it.
That's right. Or the app.
Yeah. Or the app. And the Aerial Silks is actually talking about investing some time next year, potentially being one of our main shows as a local artist. It's going to be pretty fantastic.
Oh, they're amazing.
Teal, she does a great job there.
Yes, she does.
She really does.
Yes, she does.
It's like bringing Cirque du Soleil or however.
Oh, yeah. They were just here at the Midnight Sun Festival. I saw them.
Wonderful.
Bit, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fire and Flow, our local artist, is coming. We've got... Obviously, Magic by Robbie is going to be back this year with us in a more dynamic. Every year gets better.
Magic by Robbie, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody loves it.
Yep. What the heck?
Yeah.
But, you know, you haven't given me any of your food vendors yet. We only got like 3 minutes left. Come on, let's pick it up.
Oh.
You know, the Cajun Connection, are they going to be there?
Cajun Connection.
Can I get my shrimp etouffee?
That's right.
Soda Jerk's back again.
Soda Jerk, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see them out at the Midnight Sun?
Yes.
They were packed.
Packed. Yes.
I mean, from beginning to end.
Yeah.
You know, I was wondering if they got... like three sets of Soda Jerk people to recover, you know, get them going, because that was a long 12 hours for them.
No, I don't think he got done till like 5 in the morning either, so, wow.
Yeah, it's like that at the fair, too, so I'm excited to have them. Yeah.
And we'll have to do my last meal on Earth where I'm going to have it out there.
I can't wait to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to hear that.
I've got to know who's going to be there.
Oh, wait. I've got a couple more for you.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear Midnight Suns, Benefield Blues.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Shot Time.
Shot Time.
Of course, there's Shot Shag.
And yet I was wanting food venues.
Oh, yeah, more food. But you'll have to be surprised.
Yeah, you have some good ones out there. You always do. It seems like you pay a cover charge to get in and then go eat food.
That's my thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we got about a minute left. How do you want to end it here?
Don't forget to enter online early your exhibits.
Mm-hmm.
Save yourself some waiting time in line and enter online, and then you just get to drop off your exhibits. It's quick and easy that way.
Yes.
Faith?
Yes, absolutely. We're so thankful to all of our community partners and sponsors, as well as the support. We cannot do it without the volunteers, and we're so grateful for our volunteers as well.
How do people get in touch with you for volunteerism?
Call us on the phone, 452-3750.
DentonValleyFair.org.
Mm-hmm. Yep, or email. You can always email us to volunteers@tvsfa.org.
Mm-hmm.
We will answer you. We'd love to have you.
The show goes on 99 years.
99 years.
That's
right.
Fairbanks, you have a great day. I will see you tomorrow, and I'll have Mayor Bryce Ward with the Fairbanks North Star Borough as my guest. I'll see you tomorrow.